When I was a babby, I spoke black country and didn't speak much neither, then nor now. They said I was a moody mare and I was always scowling and I walked slow and heavy and leaning like I was a punch barge hauling coal. I still walk like that, but slow now because of the years and sore bones and puffy swelling knuckles where once they were sharp and cut fast. We sometimes spoke Romey on the road, but that's all gone now too. All gone from my voice and my head. All knocked out and spilled on the lanes and alehouses and fairfields. But there are still songs I got from all over in my head, and they come in waves sometimes. Sometimes a word or a sound, or the way an American says a word I know like he is black country. And the words tumble back, and the tunes and the sounds and the voices I heard that shouted and sang when I was a little wench and got offered up and bought by Billy Perry. The thud of the barge on the wharfside, the hiss of the rope on the bridge corner, the old shire's soft clopping on the path. My mammy crying the day I walked down into the fair holding our Tommy's hand. Before that walk, in the years my people roamed and wandered them lanes and fields in that country all over, from the towns and villages to the moortop and woodlings, we watched the copses going for pit props and railway beds and the rivers getting the bends taken out. There were the pit heaps and brickworks and the canals snaking through the green pastures like hedges do in proper country. And new brick buildings going up by the basin where the canals all met the river, and it was all sludge when they had the new locks closed and men were bricking up the culverts and runoffs, and hauling and placing blocks of red sandstone. They dug holes in the ground for coal and clay and sand, and they burned lime in stone kilns that smoked and glowed all night. I can still see the red earth path we walked down to the fair the summer after Big Tom dropped down dead in the stamping rain trying to lever the Vardo out of a blackwater ditch with my brothers Tommy and Tass. When he toppled like a cut tree, white as milk and scratching at his chest, they put up a wailing and bawling, and me and Mammy and Benny and Mercy and Charity peered out from under the canvas we was holding over our heads. The Vardo skewed and pitched up at the back, and Cobble the pony was bucking and straining at the halter, scared he was going into the ditch with the cart. Tommy and Tass were clinging on the pole end they had wedged under the front wheels, and Big Tom was lying face down with the rain smacking into his back. I got sight that night in the rain when Big Tom died. I knew he was dead, and I knew his soul was hovering on us, and the pony's fear and pulling white-eyed from the pit was like our fear of the pit and all of us pulling white-eyed all our lives. I got quieter after that, and the quieter I got, the more I saw. I learned to hover and float over and see what was what, and drift like down to flutter and spin above the world. Mammy told me all about pitching by a holly tree, welcoming wrens and robins, itches in your hands and nose, and looking for a white horse in the morning.